Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make a real change in your life, to take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way. We have this powerful message. We're talking about the nature of God. We're going to continue it on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Even at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, as we talked about, we need to get that love in our heart where we love people regardless to who they are, regardless to the color of their skin, regardless to, what nation they're from. That's a soul that's precious in the eyes of God. The gospel is to the whole entire world. Every man, every woman, boy, and girl has a right to hear the gospel. They have a right to the tree of life. Because Jesus gave his life for the whole entire world. Praise God. The Bible declares in the gospel according to St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall have everlasting life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The nature of God is to show that love one for another. Because heaven is full of all people, of all nations, all kindreds and tongues. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's the devil that causes division among people. Discrimination and prejudices is of the devil. Amen. Evil, satanic, I call them satanic, or they are. Amen. Want to have, cause division among people because of the color of their skin. Amen. That mess is of the devil. But when Christ come in you, you show love one for another. That's what's going on in heaven. Have love, man. All that mess where folks fighting because of the color of their skin is going to be burning in hell. Praise God. Amen. Two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. The KKK, that's satanic. And the black Muslims is satanic. All of that stuff is satanic. So two wrongs don't make a right. Praise God. But when Christ come in you, you have love one for another. That's the nature of God. You have that love one for another. All right. Now, we're in 1 John, the 4th chapter. Praise God. And we're going to drop down to verse number 12. What did the Bible say?
It said no man has seen God at any time. It
said no man has seen God at any time.
If we love one another.
If you love one another.
God dwells in us.
God dwells in us.
His love is perfected in us.
His love is perfected in us.
Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us. Because he has given us of his spirit.
He's given us his Holy Spirit. Now look at how that the Arabs can't get along with the Jews. Amen. All that fighting going. Don't you know that mess is not of God? When Christ come in us, we have love one for another. Amen. We need to show that love one for another. Love. Because, amen, God of Abraham. God told Abraham, I will make you a father of all nations. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. When Christ come in us, all that division, all that hatred goes out. You will have that love. It's time for Jews to love the Arabs. It's time for Arabs to love the Jews. It's time to stop all that fighting going on. because Abraham was blessed by God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. But because the Arabs is so rebellious, that's why God don't like it. And because the Jews rejected Jesus as being their Messiah, God don't like it. So two wrongs don't make a right. You hear me? Glory to God. But it's time for people to get Jesus in their soul. When you get Jesus in their soul, as Jesus told them Jews, they will come from the east, the west, the north and south, and sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you yourselves be thrown out the kingdom. Be cast out. Amen. All that hatred that the Jews got for the Arabs, if they don't have Jesus, they're going to be in hell burning. You hear me? And the Arabs, if they don't get Jesus in their soul and stop all that mess they into, they're going to be burning in hell. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's time to have the love of Christ, the nature of God in us, to show love one for another. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I preach love. I don't preach hate. Glory to God. Amen. That mess don't mean religion that teach hate. That mess is of the devil. And it's going to be, amen, leading people to burning hell. Glory to God. Amen. But when Jesus come in us, we have that love one for another. No man has seen God at any time. Amen. If we love one another, God dwells in us. And his love is perfected in us. Praise God. What verse 13 say?
Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit.
Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, for he has given us his spirit. We have given, he has given us his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will make you lovely. Amen. Kind. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Glory to God. Amen. We sing that song, if everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. It would be a beautiful world if everybody had Jesus. I'm telling you, if everybody had Jesus, it would be a beautiful world. Amen. Look how bad they treated the American Indian. I'm telling you, it's sad how folks treated the American Indian. But, amen, people know, God, amen, Lord God loved the American Indians. Yes, amen. Praise God. God love you. And, you, amen, you have a right to the tree of life to get to know Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, because the Lord, amen, praise of God, that soul is precious in the eyes of God. The American Indians are precious in the eyes of God. And I'm telling you, the Lord will save that Indians. Amen. Call them to love people. I'm telling you, glory to God. You, amen. When Christ come in us, amen, we don't have no respect to a person. It's time to treat the American Indians right. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. What did that Bible say, Missionary Bell?
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Whosoever shall confess.
Y'all heard everything the Bible said. They don't need to be fussing like some of these folk want to waste time fussing over the Godhead. You don't need to do that. Praise the God. Just believe what this Bible said. Glory to God. Believe what the Bible says and stop wasting time fussing over something you don't even know nothing about. Amen. And that we read in that Bible, no man has seen God any time. You gonna fuss over something you don't know nothing about? I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Read that Bible. What that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God.
Now, well, you hear what that Bible said? Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. It didn't say, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the mighty God. That, amen. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. God dwells in us. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to believe what this Bible said. You hear me? I ain't got time to be wasting around with these folk want to fuss over something they never seen before. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen.
Have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen. And we have known and believed that God is love. Amen. And God, amen, praise our God, amen, God is love. We need to know that God, amen, love.
And God dwells in us.
Amen. God dwells in us. Praise our God. Amen. And we know. Amen. And believe that the love that God had for us. Now, God showed his love for us when he gave his life. And Jesus said, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Amen. And God is love. And he that loveth, he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God. For God is love. God is love, y'all. He is love. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. And it's time to have that love one for another. Now, this is a powerful message we've been preaching all this month. Amen. We're going to be doing some more teaching series later on. Praise our God. Amen. Because it's time to have that love one for another. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Amen, for preaching this powerful message, soul-stirring message. Lord, talking about the nature of God. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your eye disease, wherever that problem is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Transform and change their lives. Amen. Turn their life around. Make their future brighter than their past. Lord, let the people have love one for another. Love all people. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Show no prejudices, but love one another. Lord, praise of God. Let that power of God be present among the church folks, that the world may see the love in us. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. The song said, come by here. Come by here, Lord. Somebody needs you. Come by here. We all need the Lord, and we all need help, especially with so much going on in our world today, that we have more love in our heart, that we allow Jesus to come and reign in our heart so we can do what's right and pleasing in his sight. And you believe that message we preach all, that at home preach all this month, the Lord is touching you, and he is working in your heart. He's able to restore, renew, and revive. And though behind prison bars, at home, and I love you, Jesus loves you even more. The Lord is there waiting for you, arms wide open. Say, I love you. No matter what you've done, I will wrap you in my arms and make you brand new. And those in the free world will thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord has a plan, a blessing for you. Allow him to rule in your life. And we remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. You allow him to come and work through you, and you will be amazed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We'll be able to go into the jails and prisons tomorrow to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. Amen. We will pray for you. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website. If you want to give financial support, you can do so through PayPal, which is a secure button. We'll be glad to receive your donations, large or small. Those that's incarcerated, write our minutes for Bibles, other life-changing material. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send certain gifts of support, which are tax deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.